On today's Journey to Overcome Infertility, we are discussing the controversial Alabama Supreme Court ruling and how it's already impacting the fertility world. If you are in need of a Trying to Conceive village, please hop over to my website and subscribe to the Eden's Nurturary newsletter, where you will receive exclusive access to information that will help you overcome infertility. Hello, overcomers. Welcome to the Nurturary for Fertility podcast. I'm Jasmine, wife, dog mama, unapologetic foodie, and holistic fertility health coach. Have you been trying to conceive for years with no success and are now feeling frustrated, hopeless, lost? Believe me, I get it. My husband and I are over a decade into our trying to conceive journey, and it was one filled with heartbreak and feeling lost until we decided to seek God's unique path to our fertility and intentionally steward our health in preparation for our victory babies. Each week on the podcast, you will learn how to nurture your body for conception, maintain hope as you continue your unique fertility journey, and biblical truths that will strengthen your faith as you trust God for your victory baby. Join me as we journey to overcome infertility together. Hey tribe, thank you so much for joining me as we chat about the recent Alabama Supreme Court ruling. I know this is a hot topic of discussion right now, and there are a lot of emotions surrounding it, but I want to preface this with the fact that I am not a lawyer. I do not have a law background, but I thought it was important to have this discussion because tribe, we're trying to overcome infertility, and this could potentially impact our ability to access fertility and IVF treatments. So, let's dive in. So what was the ruling? Well, on Friday, February 16th, the state of Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are considered people. And if something were to happen to them, IVF providers could be subject to wrongful death of a minor legislation. With this ruling, unborn embryos would be offered the same protections as born babies under the Wrongful Death of a Minor Act. Well, as you can imagine, panic began to ensue with clinics, with couples, and for valid reasons, right? And so much so that the ruling caused some clinics in Alabama to pause IVF treatments altogether. And as panic began to rise with couples, people were attempting to transfer their embryos out of state. However, some transportation companies halted transport out of the state of Alabama for fear that if something happened to the embryos during transport, they would be held liable. So can you imagine that you're in the middle of your IVF treatment, you're starting your IVF treatment, you're about to have a fetal embryo transfer, and all of a sudden your treatment is stopped? I could hardly even take that in when I heard the news. And so I can imagine, too, it was hard for the providers because they were terrified of being held liable if something were to happen. And there's just a lot of confusion. So now couples not only were receiving fertility treatment or support, but now they couldn't even access their embryos to have them transported to another clinic out of state to continue treatment. I could just imagine the fear, the frustration, the anger, because I felt them. And so I think that this was very scary time for both sides and especially couples going through it. And as we know here in the States, that our laws rapidly change. And since the ruling, the Alabama House of Representatives and State Senate have since passed bills which gave providers of IVF civil and criminal immunity from prosecution and legal action related to the goods and services that they provide in certain circumstances. So as of now, this is allowing them to continue to provide IVF and fertility treatments and to transport embryos. But if you would like to learn more about this ruling, I highly encourage you to visit the website www.thehill.com to read more about these rulings because I do not have the law background. But for you to understand what this means, especially if you live in the state of Alabama, to understand how this impacts your accessibility to fertility treatments. And as you can imagine, now that this ruling has happened and now that the sudden stopping of IVF treatments only to be resumed again, that puts a lot of uncertainty in couples' minds, right? As it would in mine. And so there's are increasing concerns about how the ruling will influence other states and potentially negatively impact access to IVF treatment. And I think these are valid concerns because this has shown us that things can change at any time. So I feel like because of this, that we need to be forward thinking and have some alternatives in our back pocket, tribe. Don't you think? We already see how it's impacting everybody or a lot of couples. So the journey, we know this journey to overcome infertility is already challenging and is often stressful. And now the uncertainty of accessibility to fertility treatment further exacerbates that stress. And if you've been walking this journey at any point, whether in the beginning, the middle, closer to the end, you know how stressful it is. You know how emotionally taxing it is, how expensive it is to go through infertility treatment. Well, when I first learned about this and the clinics closing in Alabama, or at least pausing IVF, my heart sank and I was emotional, you guys. Like, I started crying and I just really felt for the couples going through it. My heart ached for every couple who was going through it. And I just sat there and I imagined the flood of their emotions overwhelming them, because imagine you're about to do a procedure or see your fertility specialist for the first time. And then it just likely felt like the rug was being pulled from under them. And for me, that was just unacceptable. And so my heart grieved so deeply for them. And I want you to know that even though I am not necessarily walking this particular path right now, that I am navigating the unknowns with all of you, and that we will all face them together, because your journey matters to me. And so, like I said earlier, it was important to me that we have alternatives in our back pocket, because the laws change so rapidly, because there's still so much uncertainty around how the landscape of IVF access and treatment may change in the future. And I didn't want to just focus on the laws on today's episode, but on how to support our tribe in seeking these alternatives. And as I sat praying and thinking, like, Lord, what are we going to do? Because this is just not okay. He gave me a Holy Spirit idea, and it was international IVF. And that idea came almost immediately. And I know it's not a new idea, but I think it's an idea that a lot of people don't consider, or an option that people don't consider, because it sounds overwhelming. It sounds like it's going to cost a lot. It sounds scary for some because they've never been to the country, or you hear scary stories on the news about a certain country. And so I really started to do some research and do some digging. And you guys, let me tell you, I found a really good option that I wanted to share. And so I don't want you to feel overwhelmed by what's happening in the States and by the possibility of having to do international IVF. I wanted to share as much information as I could so that you could see it as a viable option. So for some, it sounds daunting. However, I have learned that it is manageable. So a lot of the clinics, they work in tandem with your local medical providers to do monitoring, blood draws, things like that. And then you can travel for the procedures to these clinics that are out of the country. And a lot of times you can purchase medications outside of the country as well and bring them back. So that is an option for pursuing fertility treatments internationally. And a lot of times it can be more cost effective than undergoing IVF treatment or fertility treatment in general here in the US. Another benefit of international fertility treatment is that you get to travel and go on vacation in another country. And y'all, that just sounds so relaxing. Again, we all know, tribe, that trying to conceive is challenging, emotional, it's exhausting. It is all the things. So why not have a vacation with your fertility treatment? And what a better way to relax yourself into these procedures, relax yourself into the process, and enjoy time together. Because I don't know about you all, but I know for us, this journey consumed a large part of our life. And so to have time to just focus on us as a couple and to get away sounds amazing, right? And medical tourism is a rapidly growing industry. And I honestly think it's worth exploring, you all. So I did come in contact with one clinic, and I had the pleasure of speaking with the medical director of Advanced Fertility Center in Cancun, Mexico, Dr. Azul Torres, to learn more about their clinic and fertility supports. So Advanced Fertility Center Cancun offers a variety of treatments ranging from intrauterine insemination, so IUI, mini IVF to full IVF, and so much more. And they also support their patients with coordinating monitoring with their provider here in the U.S. and coordinating their trip to Cancun. So they help you find hotels, transportation to and from the clinic, from the airport. So that's also a really nice feature, because I found that a lot of clinics do that to help make the process of international fertility treatment more accessible and less burdensome of trying to figure out all those logistical concerns that we would often have. And at this particular clinic, if you do undergo IVF at their clinic, they also offer cryopreservation. And this can be a relief for some of the couples who are concerned about accessibility, even to their embryos after doing IVF, with the changing laws here. And so they would be stored at the clinic in Mexico, and they wouldn't be here in the U.S., which can be hard emotionally, but also can provide some relief for if you are concerned about that. And so that might be an option. And so the clinic is so beautiful, and it has state-of-the-art medical technology, and they are really friendly and have been responsive in my experience. And so if you would like to learn more about Advanced Fertility Center Cancun, I would encourage you to visit their website at www.fertilitycentermexico.com. Now, if you are amongst our tribe of coming to a completion with your IVF process, or you're not sure what to do with your remaining embryos, so another option is embryo donation and embryo adoption. So if you have decided that you are done building your family, but you are unsure of what to do with your embryos, especially given the laws and how it can impact the future, then perhaps consider embryo adoption or donation. I have seen an increased interest in couples desiring to donate their embryos for adoption due to growing concerns that their ability to do it in the future may be limited. And you can donate them in a variety of ways. You can match with someone privately. You can donate them to the clinic where they are stored or to an adoption agency. And there's so much that goes into this process that we won't discuss it on this episode, but we'll save it for another one. Well, tribe, I know that was a lot, but we are going to make it. And now we have another tool, or should I say alternative, in our back pocket. So on today's journey, we discussed the Alabama Supreme Court ruling and its potential to impact the accessibility of fertility treatments in the United States. And although the future of IVF access may feel a little uncertain, tribe, we are not without options. International IVF treatment is a viable alternative to consider, and in some cases more affordable than here in the States. So I highly encourage you to consider it. Well, thank you so much for joining me as we added some more tools to our Overcoming Infertility Toolkit. And as usual, let me pray over you all. So Father, I just thank you for the lovely overcomers that are listening in on today. And I just thank you that you never leave us, you never forsake us. And I thank you that you give us wisdom. I thank you that you give us comfort. I thank you that you give us peace. And I just ask, Lord, for every couple who is feeling uneasy, for every couple who is feeling afraid, Lord, that they would feel your peace, that you would be Jehovah Shammah and walked with them through this, and that they will know that you will give them a Holy Spirit idea on how they should find and discover their unique path to fertility. I thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing. We thank you that you are the giver of good gifts, and we thank you that you are going to keep us in perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you, no matter what is happening around us. We thank you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. If you are in need of a Trying to Conceive Village, please journey over to my website and subscribe to the Eden's Nurturary newsletter, where you will receive exclusive access to information that will help you overcome infertility. Hey, overcomers. Thank you so much for journeying with me this week. Before you go, would you please click the follow button and leave a review? Leaving a review ensures that other couples like you find this show so that they too can overcome infertility. Well, tribe, Lord willing, we will journey together next week. In the meantime, I want you to remember, you are not alone, and together, we can overcome infertility.